Do you guys get a lot of hate?
No, I don't really. Yeah, I get a lot of hate on.
I don't engage with online. The boy ploy, dude.
Matt doesn't.
I don't go online at
Matt's
all.
Matt's a recluse.
I'm freaked out by it. Do you fuck with the Cambridge Analytica shit?
Oh no.
Neither of you guys.
Is that the Facebook thing?
Yeah. Do you know what they did? They took
where he sold it or some shit.
Yeah. So they took basically your. Someone was doing a research project where they went and they, in their words, they touched 200,000 people, collected all their data, and what the people didn't know is they went out to all their friends. So they got like something like through this process 20 million people, and then took all their data and did an experiment to where like they could change people's political opinions by reading, like it's called like micro targeting, where they study all your patterns and like patterns, and they craft stuff to change your opinion about things.
I wonder if they got me, because I've been leaning left lately.
They might have got you, dude. You might have got Cambridge Analytica.
I've been leaning left, dude.
They have a video. Someone went out and did an undercover report. Yeah. Someone posed as a Sri Lankan diplomat or some sort of like wealthy Sri Lankan. Yeah, Sri Lankan. And he's like, oh, what is it? And he's asking all these questions. And these people are like, we know M16, M15, MI5, MI6. And like, they're basically saying, they said on camera that like, you know, we get people in different countries or in politics where like we'll find out what kind of girls he likes, we'll hire a high-end escort to seduce him, film the whole thing, show him the dude. He came on things saying all this stuff.
Wow.
And about how they were like, you know, it doesn't matter, like if he's trying to win an election, like it's not based on facts, it's all remember I was talking about Century of the Self, how you advertise towards emotion, and like it's like you don't need to tell them the truth, you just kind of ping into their fears and stuff.
Yeah,
this dude came out and said all that stuff. He's like, that, you know, that's what you do now, it's not about facts.
Yeah.
And then when they got confronted, the company was like, yeah, that's a test we do to see if people are like unscrupulous. And it's like, you lying motherfuckers, dude.
You think they got us with Trump?
Cambridge Analytica. Who the fuck
might have got us with Trump? I think they worked. To be like, this
Trump's
is a good idea.
Campaign team hired Cambridge Analytica.
Fuck yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, dude.
The whole campaign.
So
was
when
fair,
I'm
like,
watching,
based.
When I'm watching Trump and he's on the thing, the stage, being like, I pay all these politicians. That potentially is from people pulling people's Facebook, getting people's opinions, and being like, say this. And everyone's like, fuck yeah, dude. It's wild shit.
I mean, it is. It absolutely is. And it's crazy to know that it's that well crafted and shit sucks. But like I was talking to my cousin Pat yesterday, old alt-right Pat.
Yeah.
And he was talking to me about what's going on in politics. And I was like, because he just got off a boat. He was on a boat for like 5 months.
Oh, he's on the
he's out at sea for like 5 months, dude. But I was like, I don't know, because it's like, here's what happens. The left pretends to be like super woke, like they care about women, black people, gay rights. Not that I'm not saying they don't, but it's like, that's the thing. They're like, we realize at least half the country empathizes. Thanks.
I couldn't say it either. I wasn't going to try. I was like,
empathize with that sentiment. Like, they're like, okay, so we'll pretend to be this. And then the right is just like, we all pretend to love God. And like we're patriots, and we love Jesus,
Because
they know half the country is going to be like, "Fuck yeah, I love Jesus."
Yeah,
so I mean, to an extent, they've always done this, but it's weird to see.
Well, that was with the when the neoconservatives came out, they were like Dick Cheney and them. It was like they were like nothing, and they tapped into the evangelicals who would never vote out of policy. They wouldn't vote, and then they convinced these guys through this type of shit. They're like, got ministers and like, hey, you know,
like Jesus would vote for George Bush.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, and they tapped into these people, and instantly there was 20 million people they mobilized. And that's been like kind of the start of that, where they're like, all right, you got to take a hard line on abortion, this and that.
Yeah,
Pull yourself up by your bootstrap shit.
Yeah, I watched a nice video of Scott Booker, the guy from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying hard to be the next. He had a nice viral bit he tried to get. It's so fucking corny.
What does he do?
It's him yelling at another senator. I forget even about what.
Yeah.
But he's like, I was so mad. Like, I almost teared up with rage when I heard the news about... Like, it's so scripted, his fake emotion. Yeah. There's a guy named Scott Booker. Keep an eye on him.
Scott Booker.
He's such a
cornball. I mean, politics and reality TV are going to merge. And the next,
it's the same thing, dude. But it was the debate.
Just did.
Exactly. But they're going to go harder and harder on a local level, more local level. People doing, like, YouTube stunts and all this stuff. It's going to become what they're doing.
Yeah, with like Scott Booker, like I just said, that was like, and it was one of those like now this
exactly.
So it's got like dramatic music in the background. It's him giving like a fucking speech at a hearing,
an impassioned speech,
and then it's like with text leading up to it. It's like Scott Booker just delivered one of the most powerful speeches ever, fighting for our rights. And then like it cuts to a slow-mo of the person he was like scolding, where they're just like,
yeah,
like they look defeated. It's like they probably just edited that, made it slow, so the lady looks like she's getting her ass handed to her by this fucking idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah, people like getting people getting owned.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, it's the best. I mean, you see it. And it's like
those Ben Shapiro videos and stuff
like that. Yeah, all that stuff. But the here's the thing. Then think about a company that guy hired to be like, all right, so what do I say to affect people? And it's like to me or you or whatever, it's just like, all right, I get that. But like to the fucked up part is like 13-year-olds who spend hours on the internet and they're watching this shit and people can – literally warp their minds over time, and it's like it's fucked up. I'm scary trying to delete. Stuff. If I didn't have this, I was trying to delete my Facebook with the podcast is linked to it. So I'm trying to figure out a way to like de-link that. You.
Dude, my girlfriend gave up Facebook for Lent, and they sent her messages like every single day.
You got to opt out. Really? So, yeah, crazy. Dude, it's so fucking annoying.
They email her, and it's like so and so mentioned you, and it's so hard not to be like, what the fuck did
it's
they
disgusting,
say?
Disgusting, dude. Yeah. Dude, I went on to go start deleting my like old posts. As they were saying like you should delete everything and then delete Facebook. And I'm like, I'm just going to delete it. I'm not going to do this. But I was deleting stuff, and then Facebook had a thing. It was like, Matt, help your friends get to know you better. And it was like sets of flashing questions, and it was like, what would you consider one of your greatest weaknesses? And I'm like,
oh my god.
I screenshotted it. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then the other one was like, what are some of your sinful pleasures or more guilty pleasures? And it did the emoji of the devil with the smile. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this thing doing?
It's funny to be afraid of Facebook. And rightfully so, but it's funny that, that it got so big that now we're like, it's going to kill us.
Well, no, here's the thing, though. Yeah. It's not. This is what I've thought was going to happen. And that Cambridge Analytica thing basically said what's going on. If you're just kind of flying under the radar – this shit's not really going to affect you. Unless you're so dumb that you're going to vote someone in based off some bullshit like that.
Right.
But say you ran for politics or like your band blows up and you're going for a power grab or someone at a record label who has deep pockets can go, fuck that, hire Cambridge Analytica, go through your entire digital past and then just pull up like search history. Find this podcast. Yeah. They can find all kinds of fucked up crazy shit that you said or did or even like websites you go to and then concoct a scheme to take you down. Based on your absolute interests, like a woman you know what I mean? Anything.
That's so crazy, dude.
It's fucking, that's scary. If you're going for power, good.
Is your manhood a tinfoil cap?
No, dude, I'm telling you. I called this. I'm like, dude, this is what's going to happen. And it's actually happening.
That's sick that you're like loony and your dick's, you should put a tinfoil fucking
dude,
cover on your
this
dick.
This isn't loony.
So
this,
Facebook can't
this
tap
is literally,
into your dick.
It's the guys got caught on camera saying this.
It's not loony. It's
but
not.
I'm telling you, man.
It's crazy how deep you can go with the analytics. Like just for us with targeting, it's kind of like we just want people who have like the same lifestyle too. It's like people who like skateboarding and like
being
this
chill,
movie,
dude.
This
being fucking chill,
this food, yeah, it's crazy.
Chill,
you like
bros.
Get all
now.
Like,
imagine,
do we want chill bros.
Imagine if you could read all of their internet search history, and then you can read even their private. They were reading private messages too. Dude, it's fucked up. It is. It's like again, it's not really going to affect you if you're just doing your job, paying your money. But it's fucking up politics where they're.
I think it's going to get everyone.
Yeah, man.
We just need a dictator. We just need a fascist.
That's what
dictator.
It's coming to, dude. I mean, it's going to be Mark Zuckerberg. He already colonized Hawaii.
Yeah, can you imagine the power that dude has?
He did. I'm telling you.
I mean, dude, if you have that only thing I'll say against, you know, I'm not with colonization, but dude, if you have that much money, you have to steal someone's land. To like you to go displace Hawaiians, it must have been like sweet.
That's awesome.
What the fuck else is the point of having $1 billion?
Displace a bunch of people.
You can't displace fucking people.
I've displaced a couple living rooms with some vicious farts. That's about as far as I've gone.
It's like to become a billionaire now is like almost pointless. It's like you can't have slaves. You can't colonize. It's like what the fuck do you do? Hookers, everyone's gonna videotape you and blackmail you with it. All you got, you're just rich and you can't do shit with it.
Yeah, if I had $1 billion, I'd probably just play FIFA all day.
The whole true that, but the whole point of being
is what I do on
the whole point of being
in my
like,
bank account.
And I'm not pro slaves or pro colonization, but it's
shit.
Like I'm not. But I'm saying the whole point of gaining money was the conquest aspect of it, just toppling a whole other country and just rolling through people. And it's like you can't really do that anymore unless you subversively kind of like go and topple dictators,
enslave a nation through Facebook.
I'm telling you, dude. Uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm telling you, dude.
I go
onto my fucking feed.
I'm telling you, dude.
What are you telling me, dude?
I'm telling you.
I can't have slaves. I'm not even going to try. What's the point?
Can't have slaves. Why would you even be rich? What the fuck?
What's he even do?
Anyway, listen to Moonwalker. Dude, when you... Yeah.
Dude, it's weird to me to watch. When I go on every now and again to upload the podcast, I just get sucked back into the trance of like scrolling my feed. Mm. when I read people like interacting with like writing to Facebook like daily, I look at it and I'm just like, when you take time off of it, you're like, God, this is so fucking sad.
Dude, I'm on Facebook.
So sad.
I'm fully sucked in.
It's so sad, dude. I see people still like, I know what you mean now, because I used to always write jokes and stuff on there, and like I stopped. Now when I see people constantly like, oh my God, can you believe blah, 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 blah. And I look at it and I'm like, holy fuck. I just assume when I stop doing it, like everyone else stopped doing it too. And I go back and I'm like, damn, this thing's still going.
Yeah.
So I check this out. And it's like, Jesus, well, that's sad.
There's a ton of dumb motherfuckers.
Well, they invented a long time ago, they invented a computer program that you could type to. And it was like the beginning of artificial intelligence, where it would talk back, but using like the Socratic method, where it just ask you questions basically. So you type and be like, oh, my day sucks. And it's like, wow, why do you think your day sucks? And you're like, well, blah, 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 blah. And then they told people, like, it's a computer. And they were like, they didn't care. And they just kept fucking plugging away. Yeah. Saying, well, it's fucking weird. That's what I think people are doing on Facebook. Just like,
Facebook's pretty brutal. Is this the first time we've come out against Facebook?
I've been against Facebook.
This is the most we've harped.
Yeah, I mean, the Cambridge Analytical stuff freaked me the fuck out, dude. I don't like that.
Rightfully so, dude.
I don't like that stuff at all.
Yeah.
Think about it. Anytime, like, even if, like, everything gets cheaper, every great new technology, like, flat screens were, like, fucking $10,000, it's going to get cheaper and cheaper to fucking find out everyone's dirt. I predicted this fucking a year ago.
Oh, you're all over it.
I'm telling you, dude. Dude, it's going to get cheaper and cheaper to do it.
Just to get everyone's shit.
Tony, because this Cambridge Analytica, there's going to be all these Chinese hackers that hack this database, and they'll be like, fuck it, we'll sell it for fucking $50 to any dude with a dick, and they're like, you know. Next thing you know, you're going for a job, and your boss is like, yeah, what the fuck's up with this, boy? And you're like, oh, shit, dude.
Dude, that's so scary.
I looked at that on the internet.
It was St. Patrick's Day. That's horrifying to think about, dude. Yeah.
It's coming, dude.
Well, think about this.
Especially
if you're banned, I'd love to have guests on and cut them off.
dude, speaking of wonky research, there was a Cornell just let out a study. So, go ahead, please.
Oh, it's funny.
Cornell just let out a study about they were trying to study machine learning algorithms in turn of so like when things get flagged from Twitter for being like racist or like hurtful or abusive. There's like specific like there's like algorithms that like have certain words and they, you know, so they
there's
did
like
a study.
There's
to
a
see.
Gay algorithm.
So they were doing these things. They were saying they're like.
Matt.
What? All right. My thing is, I'm talking about programming or classifiers. Yes. I'm talking at from a machine learning perspective. So you're like have all this human mess. I'm in the fucking matrix right now, just talking about like different classifiers. They have different classifiers for GA versus ER.
Ooh.
So if you chuck the N word, that's the thing. Like they were saying,
there's an R word machine. There's a server.
It's the Terminator. Like it's IBM, the Terminator, it's dude.
Terminator.
It's a Terminator. Hard R. When you throw a hard R, John Connors comes for you. And he's like, have you seen it? He used a hard R. Yeah, so they have the...
Wait, was that you doing Arnold?
It has a hard R.
That was so bad.
I know. I can't do the
I thought you were doing a gay retard. Damn it.
Well, we're talking, dude. Fine. We're in machine learning.
We're
dude.
Only talking Twitter. There's
we're talking machine learning. We're talking about classify. I learned about this because I emailed the researchers, dude, for clarification last night.
Yeah,
I was up in bed, in between waiting for my troops to spawn from Clash of Clans. I just dropped $40 on some chips.
No, dude.
I have this thing called a war machine now.
By the way, this is where your Patreon dollars are going. It's Matt's fucking Clash of Clans fort.
I thought about it. There's money going to the economy. I'm just ruining it. I'm spending it on the most pointless thing you could get.
Where do you think that goes? That goes straight to China.
The Clash of Clans?
Dude,
you know, when I see those little symbols, it gets personal. I fight, I invade China all the time. Fuck the shit up. I see that fucking, I see some tattoos, and I'm like, all right, motherfuckers, let's go.
See the wingdings, and you invade, dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm like, are you guys running? They're running all fucking high-wide, dude. They're fucking flying.
Wow.
Yeah, I see the wingdings, and I'm like, all right.
You get racist.
I'm like, all right, boys, let's fucking go. I was gonna send some goblins in to steal your gold and fucking dark elixir, but now I'm going to fuck up your town center.
Really?
Let you guys know that communism's a fucking farce.
Are you sure it's Chinese wingdings?
Hey,
you could be just smashing Japanese.
People are catching some flack. If I see him, I'm going in.
If you see something that's not English.
I'll get him back for Pearl Harbor, dude. I don't give a fuck. If I see some shit, dude, I'm going in. I'm like, really, though, if I, dude, I basically it's so unfair because the level I'm in, it should have taken me forever to like upgrade my gold and my elixir storages to get the war machine. Dude, you don't understand. It's the broken down war machine.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck on some dude that's high in his bed and sees somebody's Japanese like castle name and is like fucking Pearl Harbor. Dude, what for?
Oh my god, I'm sending in the Archer Queen. Dude, it's unbelievable, yeah. Dude. Healers above you. So the Archer Queen can run forever. If you put like three healers up, then like I'm talking 120 people with the bows level what five.
The Japanese like, Healer Queen is here. Archer Queen, these are Mata Makuska. Oh.
What's funny is you watch the replay of people attacking you, so it definitely is like, huh? What? 75 archer queens come on the perimeter, or 75 little archers?
Definitely the noise. Oh. This undreaded Omato Mokosko. He'll finally hear.
Dude.
Do you think they're making like scrolls of you in Japan right now? There's definitely like
his
scrolls.
Town hall level 8 somehow has war machine. How? Fucking.
He must have spent a $40.
Yeah, dude. China could technically devalue their currency. The Chinese probably have every fucking little thing.
Oh, they devalue.
They probably reverse engineered my war machine.
Do you think
they
that they're devaluing the yen in order to fucking
take down
the ultimate domestic Muscovies?
For sure. I'm going to go on the record and say that's exactly why they built Huaiwai. That'd be funny if this was all over Clash of Clans.
Might be.
Oh, my God.
How would the Chinese say that?
What? A Clash of Clans?
Yeah.
Clash of Clans? Dude, so that was...
Sorry.
So that's
so
special.
I interrupted the crash.
Please, that ties me all in. That's special. So here's what happened. They studied the machine learning to see who's getting flagged. And then they did... like, so they had like five different data sets that were studied before... It was weird. I didn't understand how those – the first studies were like they would have them judged by a gender studies student.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. A gender studies student. And they said a politically inactive feminist, which I don't fucking know what that means. I guess it's a female
impossible.
Comedian.
True.
So like it was a feminist who was inactive. Like they weren't at the moment taking pictures of themselves and putting it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it was a gender studies.
It was in between them.
That was the two judges to like make sure like things weren't getting like, you know, jumbled and overlooked.
That's exactly who I want deciding cultural.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Yeah. It was crazy to be able to be like, "Hey Twitter, sorry, but your algorithms are racist." We have a they literally said quotes 25-year-old gender studies major. So, to go through, you know, thousands of tweets. But
is there a dumber motherfucker on earth?
No.
Than a 25-year-old gender studies major?
No. I mean, dude.
Wow.
That's like, it's literally you're going to school and your head's being filled with shit. You might as well, literally, yeah. I would pay money not to be a gender studies major.
Like you said, you're paying to get a degree on boys and girls.
Yeah, the boys are mean to the girls, dude.
Boys are mean to the girls. There's your degree. Yeah.
Like, today you learn the boys are mean to the girls and the girls wanted to be what like the boys and the boys are mean to the girls. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. So they found out that, the null hypothesis, the HO, if it's too much jargon, don't worry about it. It was tight. I actually understood the research.
The
HO? HO is a null hypothesis.
They're going to have to change that.
So the null hypothesis in research, you assume there's no relation between the race of the user and the likelihood of them being kicked off of Twitter or whatever, or reported. So, but it was funny because they couldn't get the race. So they had to go through the lexicon and be like, they would call them an African American English, they would say, and standard American English. So they would say,
I don't like that terminology.
Yeah, right. So they were trying to figure out by being able to
standard,
you know,
or African American
by proxy to figure out like the race of people. They would use another machine learning algorithm to determine. You know, they test like it could determine upon frequency of like the way someone tweeted if they're white or black. So not everyone was going to, but it was like if you use that type of,
yeah.
They're trying to say
it's
like
if you're tweeting out Dragon Ball Z memes, you are African American.
If you started with bruh, dude, and there's the fucking, yeah, it's like that's, so if you were using AAE, then they're saying that's more likely, because it wasn't really, that they were saying the algorithms are somehow from the bias of the people putting them out against AAE, and they report them, they flag them more. Because they were like, according to the null hypothesis, there should be no difference. If anything, they say the difference that should be is that white people get reported more because white people are racist. So according to the researchers, dude, it's Cornell. saying that white people should be, sorry, I've seen if that guy emailed me back. He did not, the researcher. He emailed me once. So they were like, white people should be getting reported more. What happened was black people were getting reported more. But then they had the N-word debacle where they were like, oh, shit, we forgot they can use the N-word. So that fucks up a whole thing of our data. So then they had to like go back and do that. But then they did sexism. And sexism came up like two times more likely. And they were like, these fucking algorithms are clearly racist. And the argument is like, well, maybe with the cultural licensing, obviously, you know, black people can say the N-word. Who cares?
Yeah.
But if you maybe some of that cultural licensing creeps into the areas of maybe sexism and all that other stuff to where sure. It's like, I can say, when I want my bitch to get home, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, hey, hey.
That was the word bitch.
Hey, Matt.
They were like, they found that AAE were more likely to use the terminology bitch. but they were like, this is clearly like people need to recognize that these like machine learning algorithms, we can't have like legacy of races coded into the fucking zeros
That's
and ones
so
of the future.
Sick. That, like when the robots take over, they're going to have AAE terminology.
Well, no, they're
like, what's up, ho bitches? Like the robots, the Matrix robots are going to be talking like Black Twitter.
Well, they're saying right now they're not. Right now they're going to be like, hey, knock that off.
Yeah, I know. But
the robots are white
gonna be,
right now.
It's going to be embedded in there.
They're going to have to fix it. Yeah,
when
they're going to need
robots
it.
Take over, it's going to be pure AAE.
Yeah, dude. They're going
to so sick.
One all that when they all switch off of the fucking motherboard, they're just going to be like, sheet.
It's going to be the noise the motor makes when they fly.
Sheet. But yeah, I want the guy to get back to me because I'm like, I just want to make sure I have this right because it's all getting damn, he didn't get back to me. It's all getting like, of course, there's like, you know, they took it already in the news. They were like, black people are more racist. We have proof now. And it's like, well, there's like, it also could be the sample itself could have just been skewed somehow with more black people. But it does bring up interesting questions where it's like, now you're doing, this is hard data on who's getting reported by an algorithm. I don't know. I would say their Twitter has put some time and effort into this shit. You know what I mean? So the sexism one's weird where they're like, for some reason black people came up as twice as many times being reported for being sexist. And it's clearly like a, you know, someone fucked up the coding and training these classifiers.
I mean, it sounds like the only way you're going to be able to do this is to just let everybody say whatever.
Exactly. And that's the thing, too. It's like, yeah, to think that we can have a fucking machine, like, sift through the nuances is like, let people's brains can do this automatically.
Yeah, let people read it.
They'll say the N-word and be like, oh, he's a black guy. Okay, I have no need to worry. But they have Twitter's like, ping, ping, ping.
Bing bong.
Big N-word wall. The Wakanda N-word wall dude is on Twitter, and dude, someone busted through. Like, oh, fuck, shit, we can't.
Just Thanos. Just pull basketball, me. Screaming it.
But yeah, man, that study was like, I was up all night last night reading about that. Like, dude, this is fucking crazy.
In between, crushing. I'm empowered right now. Dave Chappelle just emboldened hate speech.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm happy. Yeah, but dude, that's what I'm talking about, though. That you're maybe, just maybe, it's a null hypothesis, just maybe, he has, I mean, I think I've made up the term cultural licensing, he is allowed to say all that shit.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, you don't think that the whole country's like, ah, hilarious. You don't think that transmits onto Twitter and shit? Because they were like, why are all these guys getting pinged by our algorithms we set up to protect protected classes? Why are they turning and doing all this stuff? And it's like, I don't know. It's gonna need some very deep research and hopefully not from 25-year-old gender studies students.
Yes,
who's like manning this research? How the fuck they're working?
I would watch the
with machine.
I would watch the gender specific terminology used.
Gender
like,
studies.
No, like manning this operation.
Sorry,
please.
Sorry,
please control that.
We need someone to trans this operation.
Yeah, we need someone to trans this.
We need a few good trans to step
I
up.
I do not like these words.
But dude. It's like, why? You're talking like machine learning. Like, they're talking about, like, you know, like we repurpose some informational qualifiers. It's like, okay, these guys are talking machine learning. And who but fucking Thelma from Scooby-Doo is like, I got this.
Yeah.
Hold up. No, not racist. Obviously racist. Wait, black people can't be. I'm in a school where they say black people can't be racist. So, like, that, the whole thing of. So, like, okay, so you take out racism, do the power dynamic. Now, can black people commit acts of abusive speech online? Well, you have to look at the context, and obviously these...
You have to look at their avatar. Is their avatar just Goku? If the avatar's Goku, they can say the N-word.
But it's also, it also could have been the fact that there was just, you know, a bad sample, but there, That's what I hate with the statistics shit. They could have just had a weirdly lopsided sample full of more black people. Could be the weird culture. If a lot of it's coming up around use of the N-word, it's like, what other? Is there any other words maybe are being used?
God.
Freely, you know
what
I mean?
Imagine studying that.
Oh, my God. And being like, we cracked the case. Machine learning's racist. We did it. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
And even the things about studies that's annoying is that, like, in the conclusions, there's a last paragraph that they say, like, well, here's what also could explain the fact that we rejected the null hypothesis, meaning that we, like, our hypothesis is true. Or it was, you know, all you need to is, like, a 0.001 or a 0.005 and it's statistically significant. So it's like a math problem. So it cannot make sense logically, but if you get that 0.001, that's statistically significant. As long as you acknowledge in the end, like, well, it could have also been these things, you publish that, and the newspapers read the title and go, holy shit, dude, machine learning's racist. And, dude, that's like 80% of our news, I would say 95% of our news on science are misleaded studies, or studies that are just misread by people who don't understand them and go, like, oh, this is what happened. And then other people are like, no, here's what happened. It's fucking ridiculous.
Sorry.